That's the kettle going. In here we've got Tamara. Say hello.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
It's Sunday morning. It's 7:39 a.m. We're up early because we have to go to Foxleys Girl Guiding Camp to pick up Jessica, who's been to the Magic and Mayhem annual camp. So, first off, I feel really disappointed with myself for not recording any audio more posts, especially in the last 2 or 3 years. You know, I've taken part quite keenly, but I've had things on my mind, let's just say. Anyway, so we dropped her off at 9, well, I say dropped off, we took her for 9 a.m. yesterday. We arrived at 20 to 9 in the morning. It's an hour's drive. Here's Molly. Come here, Molly. Come here. Hello, Molly. Molly's been clipped. Yay. You just want to run, don't you? And there were like 700 brownies there in total. They'd hired this circus company, I should say, not a circus, but they had a huge red big top, and they were sleeping in the big top last night, apparently. So lots of activities yesterday, and they wouldn't let the parents leave without the leaders of the brownie pack group, whatever they're called, without them turning up. So the brownie leader had given a brief in the week stating that do not be late, do not come after 9 o'clock. Well, we were all wondering where she was after 9 o'clock, and at 20 to 10 we learnt that she'd slept in. What time did she turn up? 10 past 11. Wasn't happy. So we had to stay there until she arrived. Pain in the arse. So today we're going back. For some reason they're ending it all at, you know, and get your kids picked up for 9 a.m. which is just insane as far as I'm concerned on a Sunday. And the, you know, a lot of people have to drive about an hour to get there. I think we're one of the furthest groups away from Foxleys. And we all had to make our own way there. There was only one other group that made their own way there, and they live about 5 miles away. All of the other brownie groups had minibuses or buses laid on. So you had 20 parents, or 20 sets of parents, driving hour. There was a lady yesterday who missed an exam, which cost her £160 because of that inept woman's ability to turn up on time. I was very hungry. Yeah, because there wasn't really anything to eat there at all except for sweets and, you know, not the best. Anyway, so we're going to go and pick her up. the spuggies are chirping. I don't know whether you could hear that. It's drizzling out there. No doubt it's going to be another humid day. Hello, Mr. Sparrow. Mac will be keen to hear that I attracted a woodpecker to our feeder that's been twice now. So I'm chuffed about that. I'm just about to get my small Kit Kat mug and a teaspoon and Canderel sweetener and a teaspoon of Cote Noir espresso. Because sometimes I just need a little coffee, but a bit of a kick, instead of, you know, a full-blown mug. In which case, I have normal Cote Noir coffee. I also have my tablets. Get the milk. Espresso. And what we'll do today. Well, little Jess will be tired, no doubt. I hope she was warm enough. I gave her an Arctic sleeping bag last night. Or yesterday. Espresso. Tablets. What day is it today? Sunday. Let's open Sundays. And hello, Tamara. Here's Tamara. Take tablets. Six of them. Admittedly, one is cod liver oil and the other is a multivitamin, but look at that mingingness hanging in the air. Oh, I'll tell you a story about humidity. There was one day in September 2008 in Iraq. I came out the tent to go to PT. It was about 6:15 in the morning, and walked about 5 meters, and we were soaked, absolutely soaked. And it was the humidity. And PT was cancelled that morning because humidity was 100%. And it was like raindrops hanging in the air. It was the most strange thing I've ever experienced weather-wise. Breathing was really difficult. It was like breathing in thick steam. But not as hot, obviously. And it looks minging out there today. Oh, my goodness. Right. Shh. What's this bird? Don't. There's a bird. I think it may be a goldfinch. Wait. Oh, where did it go? Sorry. We've attracted... What's that, son? You want me to transform it? Okay, it looks like a mutation of a transformer, that, doesn't it? It looks like someone has been involved in some kind of genetic incident and they're trying to be a helicopter, and they're somewhere between robot and helicopter. Yeah, so I'll talk about the bird feeders later.
We saw a woodpecker.
We saw a woodpecker, that's correct. Did you see it? Yeah. Right, okay. We gotta go. Say goodbye. Oh, God. Frickin' nasal symphony.
Goodbye.
Someone says no. Molly, say goodbye. Right.
Let's
see ya.
Let's